Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. And we begin with breaking news out of Iran, where drones have been shot down over the western city of Isfahan. It comes less than a week after Iran's assault on Israel. But this morning, a senior Iranian official says there is no plan for immediate retaliation and no clarification as to who was behind the attack. Chris Brown has more from Jerusalem.
Iranian state media says three drones were seen in the area over the city of Isfahan, and its air defenses shot them down. Isfahan hosts a major Iranian base, and there are several nuclear sites in the area too, but Iranian media is reporting those facilities were unharmed. Indeed, Iran is claiming that no attack actually occurred and no missile impacted with the ground. So far, Israel is keeping quiet about whatever happened in this latest incident. Israel had been under pressure from the United States and other allies not to respond to Iran's attack last weekend that saw it fire more than 300 rockets and other projectiles, an attack that Iran claims was in response to Israel's destruction of its consulate in Syria. The fact Iran appears to be downplaying this latest incident may indicate it has no interest in seeing this cycle of strike and counterstrike continue. Chris Brown, CBC News, Jerusalem.
In Pakistan, police say they thwarted a suicide bomber and a militant who were attempting to attack a vehicle carrying five Japanese auto workers. They survived. No group has claimed responsibility. Attacks on foreign nationals is one tactic used by Islamist militants trying to overthrow the government. A Polish man's being charged with planning to supply information to Russian military intelligence for a possible plot to assassinate Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The Polish man was allegedly tasked with collecting information about a Polish airport near the Ukrainian border, which Zelensky has used for foreign visits. Polls opened this morning in Iran, in India's parliamentary elections, the largest in the world, with nearly 970 million people eligible to cast ballots over the next 6 weeks. Those votes will be counted on June the 4th, and they could make Narendra Modi only the second prime minister in India's history to win a third term. Most polls are predicting Modi will win. The federal health minister is accusing opposition leader Pierre Poilievre of misleading Canadians. Mark Holland says Poilievre isn't telling the truth about the government's plan for a national pharmacare program. Poilievre has been attacking this week's federal budget while keeping quiet about what programs he would cut if he was prime minister. Tom Perry reports.
Conservatives will be voting no.
For more than an hour, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre stood in the House of Commons attacking the federal Liberals and their new budget. Poilievre, for the most part, hasn't said where he would cut or whether a Conservative government would maintain programs like dental care and pharmacare, which Poilievre says don't yet exist. But in a radio interview with City News, Poilievre took specific aim at the government's pharmacare policy.
Most of your listeners already have coverage through their workplace. The pharmacare bill Trudeau's brought forward would ban that.
The government's legislation does not ban workplace insurance plans, and so far is only offering to cover contraceptives and some diabetes treatments.
It's the dishonesty to me that is so reprehensible.
Health Minister Mark Holland says if Poilievre is against pharmacare or dental care, he should just say it. Tom Perry, CBC News, Ottawa.
In North Korea, there's a new musical tribute to the man being called the country's friendly father. Yes, that is the song, Friendly Father. It debuted this week with a live performance accompanied by an orchestra and Kim in attendance. The event was a ceremony to mark the completion of 10,000 new homes. And that is your World This Hour. Remember, you can listen to us live or on demand with your mobile device using the free CBC Listen app. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.